Evan must not have gotten the memo about us using
holiday
music.
Yeah.
From now until Christmas, Evan, we are not doing the Good Day. Well, that's all right. We'll get started and we'll train him. We need to train him well. Train him better. Train him at all. All right, so it's 7:30 the hour. Monday, the 8th of December, somebody said to me over the weekend that they get a big charge out of when things screw up and we try to fix them. That wasn't really a screw up. It's just.
They like it?
Yeah, they enjoy that sort of thing.
I love when your show's falling apart at the seams.
Yeah, right. It's a lot of, reminds me about my. Well, that's what people under the circumstances, people in their lives, the reality of people's lives is that there is no perfection. It just, you know, things have to kind of shake, rattle, and roll as they do. I am here along with Jennifer Horn to discuss some of the important news. Some of it may not be considered important as far as you're concerned, but it's irregular. And we're not interested in the regular stuff. Although, you know, yeah, do have to spend some time on some of the items that seem to capture people's attention. And I can't remember for quite a while, more focus, inappropriately, in my opinion, Jennifer, the Australian radio hosts who were behind that hoax call to the UK hospital where the pregnant Duchess of Cambridge was staying, they were shattered hearing that the nurse, who was duped by their prank, had died. Mm-hmm. So this whole business of what happened to the nurse, first of all, if you have not heard what happened? Let me put this into sort of perspective. First thing that happens is the royal baby announcement. And here are talk hosts Jordana Green and Edgar Linares talking about the excitement from this past week.
Everybody's going to be watching that baby bump grow and grow and grow. We're going to be looking at the fashions. She is stunningly, exquisitely gorgeous to begin with. And pregnant, she will be even more beautiful. And there'll be guesses and boy-girl names and the whole shebang. But apparently she's got this condition. It's called, I'm completely going to butcher this. I should have asked the pediatrician when she was on. Hyperemesis gravidarum, something like this. It's a severe form of morning sickness.
Oh,
yeah, brutal.
No.
Brutal. It affects one in about 50 women. It's not uncommon, but it is a severe form of morning sickness. I believe that the cousin of mine had it, and she had to go to the hospital and get some fluids, things like that, because you're vomiting all the time.
Ugh.
It's pretty rough.
Horrible.
This, of course, leads me to believe I'm no expert. I've only given birth to 3 spawn. But
makes you pretty much an expert.
Well, yeah. This, of course, leads me to believe that it's a girl, because the morning sickness is worse with the girls.
So they say.
But maybe not with this severe form. I have no idea. Or that it's more than one.
Oh, Jordana.
So, when there's more than one,
if so,
you never know.
2 royal offspring? Well, we have the announcement from BBC News.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right.
Their wedding, the culmination of a 9-year courtship. And now, with this announcement, the royal family will hope that Prince William and Catherine can help secure the future of the monarchy for decades to come.
Okay, typically excited as the British get about things.
A little reserved. I was more excited than her.
All right, this is, typically making sure that the monastery.
You okay?
These people are so over that they just take themselves so seriously. And that's what's kind of, when we cut to the chase
here. Well, that's what this is about, is that this, I mean, you're right. The Brits do take themselves seriously. And this woman, it was an embarrassment to her. And if she wasn't already on her rocker to begin with, you know.
Yeah. All right, so here's another host that we monitored named Mike Campbell talking to another host. God, this is what shows you how silly this has gotten. About the Australian radio program that placed the prank call to the hospital where Kate Middleton was admitted, and then the nurse commits suicide after she discovered she'd been tricked.
I think everybody has heard about this phone call that a station made, a morning team made to a hospital where the Princess was taking some medication for morning sickness, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And first, let me say that our hearts go out to the nurse who took her life, and that is something horrible that happened because of this prank call.
And, you know, these prank calls that you hear all the time, and sometimes it's for questionable reasons or whatever the theme of the show is, you know, the battle of the sexes and on and on and on.
Sure.
When I heard this, I couldn't believe it because I thought, you know, okay, that's something that a morning show I would think would do is make a prank call to the hospital and act like the queen.
Sure. Mike, let me first say that, hi, my name is Buck, and I used to make prank calls years ago. I was a part of the morning shows that used to do that. It's kind of an outdated thing, really. You do have a few morning shows that still do them. That, you know, they do those, the scams and the War of the Roses and things like that. And I can tell you unequivocally in the United States with the FCC, it's illegal to do these calls in the way in which they're given to people. So I can tell you that they're using acting services. When you hear these calls in the United States, they're actually hiring actors to do it because you cannot put someone on the air without their permission before you put them on the air and stating your call letters. So it's something that I haven't even been able to do because I refuse to use fake actors and lose the trust and loyalty of my listeners. Quite frankly, to me, it's disrespectful to the listeners' intelligence to put on fake phony phone calls and fake scams to the listeners. But in Australia, where these two DJs did this, it is not governed the way it is in the United States, and that's why they're able to put people on the air without their permission that way.
Would you venture a judgment in this? Were they right or wrong?
It's hard to say. It definitely seems like it was in poor taste. If it were me and I put myself in that position, the premise of the idea sounded like it might be entertaining to try to get through to the hospital. But when you start playing in people's personal lives, that's where I would stop the call. That's where you would not want to run something like that that could affect someone's life that way.
All right. I've been doing this for a long time. Jennifer, you've grown up around the radio. Mm-hmm. Listening to this stuff, it just blows me away that these people are so serious. This is the stock and substance of what so many of these radio programs, and he said it doesn't happen much anymore. I disagree with that.
Yeah,
happens a lot still, because that's what the bosses at the station say, do, stir it up, get people excited. Get people to get, once they get to the parking lot at work, they can't get out of the car because they want to hear the rest of the conversation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So for him to present that as disingenuous and dishonest to my audience, give me a break, for God's sakes. It's radio, and nobody gets hurt. Now,
well,
you can say, in this circumstance, somebody did get hurt, but why did, what was the background? These people, I was looking at, how the DJ's names were Mel Craig and Michael Christian. And by the way, let's just play what happened. If you didn't hear this, I know I played it on the air. I may have been the first person to play it because
it was a horrible one. Like, I didn't even think it was good. Which,
yeah, it wasn't. Well, the Australians don't, the radio there is not so good. It's not great.
But I mean,
bad.
It was like, it was so unbelievable. I was surprised they got as far as they did.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So here is the subject after all of this is said and done and the hoopla being made about Kate Middleton being pregnant and the all of the stuff that's way over the top of this. Here are these two hosts who are in Australia. They call to the hospital and they talk to the nurse. And here's what erupted into the death of the nurse and these people who run the radio program crying on the air. Asking for forgiveness.
Hello, good morning. King Edward VII Hospital.
Oh, hello there. Could I please speak to Kate, please, my granddaughter?
Oh, yes. Just hold on, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are they putting us through?
Yes.
If this has worked, it's the easiest prank call we've ever made.
The DJs are trying to be clean and
fresh. I want you to know.
Here.
I'm not used to playing old 80-year-olds.
What about this one?
Kate, my darling, are you there?
Good morning, Mum. This is the nurse speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter, Kate. I want to see how her little tummy bug is going.
Mummy?
She's sleeping at the moment, and she has had an uneventful night. And sleep is good for her, but as we speak, she's been getting some fluids to rehydrate her because she was quite dehydrated when she came in. But she's stable at the moment.
Okay, I'll just feed my little corgis then. When is a good time to come and visit her? Because I'm the queen, so I need a lift down there. A prince! Charles!
Mummy, is everything okay?
Oh, wait, my Charles, when can you take me to the hospital, Charles?
When will it be all right to come down and see her? Maybe in the morning or something, if that's okay.
I would suggest that any time after 9 o'clock would be suitable because the doctor will be in the morning.
Okay.
And we'll just be getting her freshened up in the morning. I would think any time after 9.
Wonderful. And is Wills still there? Has he gone home? I haven't spoken to him yet.
He went home at about 9:30 probably about 9 o'clock last night.
Okay. Lovely. But they're all okay. Everything's all right.
Yes.
So I think we get the point here. The nurse's name was Jacinth. I think it's pronounced. It's spelled J-A-C-I-N-T-H-A. Jennifer Howard just pronounced
it. Jacinta
Saldanha.
Was she the one that gave the information, or was she the one that passed on the phone call?
No, she gave the information.
So that was the one we just heard her voice.
Right. That was the voice of that lady who died. She committed suicide because of the embarrassment, supposedly, of being connected to this crank call from these two DJs do a morning program in Australia. Or no, I guess actually it was, I think it was on the evening program, matter of fact. So the nurse answers the phone call, and the pair is impersonating the Queen and Prince Charles. And so what happens is, what's kind of amusing actually, not really great, but it was okay. And this woman was, there's so much attention being given to her that she commits suicide. And that's a tragedy. But how is it that people take these sorts of things? Everybody, we all know the Brits are very serious about the royal family. And
embarrassment is a bigger deal there than it is here. I mean, stupid Americans embarrass themselves all the time.
Right.
Sadly.
If I were worried about being embarrassed, I'd have been long gone. So let's not use that as a barometer. But it seems kind of sad. 20 ups, make it 19 after the hour, and good day.
Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
It's a little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
CEO Tim Cook says they will begin moving production of some Mac computers from China to right here in the United States in 2013. They're going to build Apple products right here at home. So you kids 10 and under, get those resumes ready because they're going to be...
Here's some news out of Washington. House Speaker John Boehner says that his efforts to work with President Obama on the fiscal cliff have resulted in a lot of talk, but no action. Yeah. A lot of talk, but no action. Or as I call that in college, a date.
I don't call it the fiscal cliff. It's the fiscal slope. And in my opinion, it would be a good thing to have happen.
Really?
Yes.
You think we should fall off?
Yep. Not, it's not a cliff anyway.
We're going to slide
slope.
Down.
Like we're going to slide.
We're going to get a slide.
Right. Slide down. All the cuts they talk about making are future spending. They're not anything to do with what we're spending right now. Not a word about waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Not any of it. And the one of the things that has been the focus of the news media, oh, it'll stop all food inspections everywhere. Really? There are 14 agencies that bumble and fumble over themselves right now in the federal government, and they don't do the job with, I think there are like 41,000 inspectors or something like that that work for these various agencies around the country. Mm-hmm. And they don't do the job now. So you're going to throw more money. It's like throwing more money in education. Why? Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you get rid of the people just
that's
really
going to be the bumper sticker? Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? That's
why
a good,
would you
right.
do that?
Why would you do that? All right. Why would we care about Kim Kardashian's kitty dying?
Oh,
this one's in your corner, baby.
Is this when the news has gotten so slow?
Stupid. So stupid.
I think this is the wonder of Twitter, because the only way we really would have known about Kim Kardashian's kitty had not been if she'd been tweeting about it. But she had been for quite a while about the cat being sick. It had cancer, just some kind of virus thing that came from its breeding. But just why mutts are where it's at. This was a perfectly white kitten. It was a gift from Kanye West. She had been tweeting about it for a while, and it passed away after it died from this cancer virus.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So.
And the thing in this story that's so funny is the kitten was no longer living with Kim, though.
Yeah. I just, how in the name
Kim had
of
given
God.
This is great, though. Kim had given her sick, dying cat to her sister's assistant.
Right. Take care of my sick, dying cat. Speaking of dying, good news is that yet another Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, depending on how you like to pronounce it, you know, these guys, the second-in-command guys,
mm-hmm.
pretty much get
there's
killed.
There's like 100 number twos.
Right. Well, there's one less today because a U.S. drone in Pakistan's tribal regions struck and killed senior Al-Qaeda leader somebody Al-Husseini. Let's see if I can get his name right. Sheikh Khalid bin Abdul Rahman Al-Hassanian is dead.
Can you imagine? Oh, cute little Rahul Baha. Oh, he's cute.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. If I were
he was also known, but wait a minute. He had an alias.
Oh.
His alias is Joseph. Abu Zaid al-Kuwaiti.
Oh, that's much better. That's actually easier to say.
Right. Anyway, you were now, about to say, excuse me.
If I were in al-Qaeda, and I think I might have said this before, and they offered me the promotion to number two,
right.
I would say no, because number two...
Number two, I don't know if the number they don't
provide.
Target.
Yeah, I don't know if they provide security for number two. I mean, I'm not sure why, but it seems like they get the off
button. Okay, let's do some gossip here. Mario Lopez and his prenup. How many times is Mario Lopez? He's the host of how many different shows?
Oh, like 8 or 10 or 20, like that.
So, what's the if you're going into a wedding or into a marriage, and you got to. Tell your husband to be that you're going to have to pay him $5 million to pay the wife $5 million if you cheat. Why are you getting married?
Here's the history. During his last marriage, he cheated in the first week of his last marriage.
So why are you getting married?
Well, because they're in love, but Courtney doesn't quite, his new wife doesn't trust him, so $5 million if he ever cheats.
You're out of your mind. You are out of your mind.
Are you kidding? That's a business opportunity. I'd be sending him women. Who cares?
There you go. This is Jennifer.
$5 million.
On the side of truth, justice, and the American way. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If there's one thing that goes hand in hand with travel, it's the importance of a good map. There are those of us who still like the feel and use of an old-fashioned map, but they're not always the most practical. On the opposite end of the spectrum, there are the high-tech GPS devices, but how frustrating is it when you can't get a signal? And here's some other bad news. If you're using your smartphone when traveling abroad, you could rack up exorbitant data use charges if you're not connected to Wi-Fi. So there's a happy medium. You can actually download a digital map to your smartphone or tablet that works even when you're offline. There's a company called Avenza, and it publishes digital maps from a number of providers. CityMaps2Go is another offline option for both Android and iOS. These are city maps with great detail and are available throughout the U.S. and Europe. Now, there's a free version, but that only gets you access to one map. You're much better off getting the complete program for just $1.99. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees per line. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous 4-herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Music lady. Really? I was getting ready to start. I had no idea where you were going with this song, but I was going to try.
Why? You have to wait. What, you thought I was going to show up? Come on, you guys. You have to relax.
No,
a little
I knew
bit.
You were ready, but Monday. We already played Christmas music, you know.
Christmas music. It's Christmas time.
Halfway through that lovely
all right,
rendition.
So where's I'm Getting Married in the
That's
Morning?
What we were just listening
I
to.
Want
to
hear it again.
Yes? Sorry, everyone.
Why are you sorry?
Because Doug was late. We have to do this again.
But if you hadn't said I was late, nobody would have known.
They knew.
No.
We heard it for like 4 minutes.
No, you didn't. You heard it for a minute. Change. All right, so here's the story as we continue. General Horn and Doug Steffen with our take on what the news of the morning is. Same-sex couples across Washington State began getting hitched yesterday is the first day they could legally marry after the state's gay marriage law took effect. About 140 couples, actually, Jennifer, registered to marry in Seattle at the City Hall. And also five separate chapels were set up to accommodate all these couples. Hundreds and hundreds of couples picking up their marriage licenses at 12:01 a.m. because the state's three-day waiting period on, let's see, they had to... That had to have been on Thursday.
Is that like a cooling off period?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. You decide you're going to get married, you take out the papers, and then you give yourself 3 days.
Like a gun.
Right. You don't have to do that in Las Vegas, right?
No, Las Vegas, it's like you just drive through, pick
get them
up your paperwork,
all at the same. It's a one-stop deal in Las
Elvis
Vegas.
Elvis hands you everything you need.
That's all. So anyway.
Do we know what the divorce rate is
for gay
same
couples?
Sex couples compared to, yeah, heterosexual?
I've heard
couples.
All kinds of numbers, some of them the same, some of them more. Not often do you hear less.
Really?
It is, yeah. It's gay women seem to stay married longer than gay men do, and I'm not sure, what do you want? You want to speculate? Or somebody who's gay, 800-510-8255, been married?
I'm just curious.
I know a female gay couple that were married. I went to their wedding, and they were very unhappy for the first couple of years, and it looked like they were going to get divorced, and then something seems to have changed with them. They've stayed together now. I think they've been married 7-8 years, and seem to be.
The reason I was asking, and follow this through with me, is not that same-sex couples wouldn't have the same issues that hetero couples have,
yeah.
But because they don't have the right to get married in all the states, mm-hmm. you would think they actually have to work harder to get married, and so when they get there, it's almost like when women got the right to vote. It was almost a bigger deal for women to go vote because they had struggled with that right for so long. So I was just curious to see if there were maybe numbers correlating with the fact that, you know, when people finally get the right to get married, if because they had to work harder for it, if it would last longer and better and make a stronger union.
One of the things that's obvious here, as you look at the states that now have passed into law and allow gay marriage, Washington, Maine, and Maryland were actually the first states to pass same-sex marriage by popular vote at the ballot box. That's what happened for Washington State, Maine, and Maryland. Six other states have already enacted laws or issued court rulings allowing same-sex marriages. They are the District of Columbia, New York State, Connecticut, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So all those liberal Northeast states in which I reside, I don't live, all of mine, I live in Massachusetts, but Massachusetts and Connecticut would be probably considered the quote-unquote worst or best, depending on your point of view. But the people who are against gay marriage are all old, and they're all dying, and so that's why there's no more real opposition. Young people don't care. I don't care, and I'm not young. But I would tell you, this is nobody's business but the people who want to get married. And if they have, you know, the whole thing is what apparently most of the legal problems are about is whether or not they ought to have the entitlement to the same things that straight people do. Insurance, health care, that kind of stuff. And why wouldn't you? What difference does it make? And why do you care? I know it's disgusting. Some of you think, oh, my God, imagine two men having sex. That's disgusting. So what? What do you care? I always love it when somebody says, it's ruined my marriage. Really? How are a couple of guys or a couple of women who love each other getting married? How does that affect your marriage? Does anybody, how does that mess up your marriage? How?
Doesn't affect mine. Oh, wait, I don't have one. So I'm okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. And even if you did find a lucky guy who marries you, if that were the
winner,
case.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Every Sunday at 4 p.m.
That's right.
You're on. All right, anyway. Big storm. No. Winter storm. Upper Midwest, Northern Plains. Heavy snow, strong winds. Travel dangerous. My sister called last night. It was my younger sister's 40th. Wedding anniversary, so we had a little party for her at her house, and my sister, older sister, who wasn't around, called from Minnesota to say she had 16 inches of snow.
Wow.
There. South Dakota also getting a lot of heavy snow today. Those of you who are out there enduring the wind gusts of 40 miles an hour so far today, wipeout conditions. You know, when that happens, when the snow, when it's cold and the snow is light and the wind blows it around at 40, 45 miles an hour, you see nothing.
Yeah.
Zero. You cannot see. So travel was impossible. There were 300 car crashes in Minnesota on Saturday night. 300.
Unbelievable.
Flights were canceled. Hello, what do you think's going to happen? And now after the storm passes, you know how it always gets so cold? After the storm comes the cold. Cold. What do they call that?
Actually, though? I don't know why I'm agreeing with you. I don't know what that's like.
No, you don't know what it's like at all.
As a Los Angeles girl, I am so desperate for weather because I don't know what that's like.
I'll tell you what. You come out here and you can handle the winter. You can live in my house for the winter. I'll come live in your house for the winter.
It shows you the difference. I'm actually headed to New York the rest of the week because something on my bucket list. I go to New York a lot for business, but I have never seen New York at Christmas time, and that's always been on my bucket. Always been on my bucket list, and so my dad and I are doing a dad-daughter thing, and going there just for 3 days, you know, like Tuesday through Friday, so it's going to be a quick trip, but it'll be fun. And so before we're getting ready to leave, I was like, we hadn't checked the weather yet, and I was talking to my dad over the weekend. I said, I hope it snows, and the next thing he says is, I hope it doesn't, because, you know, he doesn't want to get stuck in the mess.
And that's what happens. You get stuck
in
the mess.
But for me, in my bucket list mind, you need a little dusting of snow to make New York a Christmas look really pretty.
Dusting, maybe.
You know,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blizzard.
Think,
I just
by the way, I don't think you're going to get it.
No, it's sunny.
Yeah,
sunny
it's
going to
be
40.
50 something here today. Not well, late in the day. It's going to rain early in the day, and the next 3 or 4 days be in the 50s here where I am on the farm anyway.
Can't you give a California girl just a little bit of snow?
Come I'm going to be there while you're here.
I know, so you're coming to Los Angeles.
We'll
yeah.
flip it for 3 or 4 days and see what happens.
It's supposed
Meanwhile.
To rain when you're here, by the way. So
oh, is
I
it?
Want to bring your rain slicker.
Nah.
California, when it when it sprinkles, we have storm watch 2012.
And again, that's
Mother Nature's angry.
Stupidity of the news media and people who follow them. Oy, man.
Team coverage of storm watch. You guys and everywhere else but California would laugh your rear ends off if you saw what happens when it sprinkles here.
Yeah. I want to give you some good news about losing weight. You ready for some good news? If you want to lose some weight, are you thinking of it? You planning? Have you plotted what your course is? And you all say, can't do anything till after the holidays. Sorry. Axia 30 is the new weight loss formula with ingredients that are clinically shown to cause an average weight loss of 30 pounds in 12 weeks. The best part of this deal is you can get started right now. You can enjoy the holidays, all the food, all the fun. Make sure that you think at least about your calorie intake. But because you can get an extra month free, the folks at Axia 30, when you call them at 800-525-8345, will allow you another month here in the deal, and you don't have to pay for it. So you buy 3 months, which is the normal time, if you're not in the holiday season, for losing the 30 pounds. But because you're getting in on it early and you want to maintain your weight, not make it any heavier, so you'll spend a month on Axia 30 on them and then follow the routine for 3 months and you'll lose the weight or you get your money back. That's it. Try Axia 30 for 3 months, risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, get your money back. It is a good deal, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
800-525-8345. It's so easy, easy, easy. And it's so well thought out, and it's been clinically shown to cause this weight. So that's why doctors are behind it. 90 days to see results or your money back with Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Why don't you call them right now while you're thinking about it?
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on HGTV, your home sweet home for the holidays.
Ernie, I know you are our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
We can all learn a thing or two from our favorite restaurants. How chefs present their dishes, from the ingredients down to the name, can determine the decisions we make when dining out. During these food-focused holiday months, you can apply a similar approach to your own home-cooked meals, just like restaurants. Food psychologist and author Dr. Brian Wansink from Cornell University's Food Lab.
From our research, we found that people eat first with their eyes and imagination and then with their stomachs. So if we think something's going to taste good, it does. We can use this to encourage people to select more healthful foods. This approach is called seductive nutrition, and it was coined by Unilever Food Solutions. You can apply it to your holiday cook and help make more healthful foods taste indulgent. Use colorful vegetables, bold-tasting ingredients, and ones with crunch and texture. Describe the meal for family or guests with regional or nostalgic adjectives, or even using nice servingware. These can all enhance the dining experience.
To learn more about seductive nutrition, visit UnileverFoodSolutions.us.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
All right, so Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here, 13 before the hour. You are what you eat. Food can affect your behavior, can affect your internal and exterior appearance. I say that because there's a study out this weekend, the Journal of National Cancer Institute, suggesting that the nutrients that come from eating fruits and vegetables every day will definitely help you prevent breast cancer. So for those of you who are looking for a good reason to enjoy fruits and vegetables or to get your children, especially young girls, on this diet, you need to get on it. You need to be eating apples, pears, grapes, all kinds of really...
Oranges are so good right
thing.
Now.
Oranges.
My tree is just loaded with
fruits
them.
Fruits and vegetables will help you prevent breast cancer. You won't hear that from the Susan G. Komen Foundation because they're too busy just raising money, but you hear it from the Health Watch here on Good Day. Take your
What do you think about those supplements, seriously. Those big green juice supplements?
What do I think those, about them?
Yeah, do you think those help to
I
get
think
your...
There are two kinds. There are those things, the fruits and veggies that are a part of a lot of people's routines are very, very helpful. And when you get them in the concentrated form, the supplements, they sometimes come in a capsule. Sometimes you get them as a powder.
Right.
Mix them with your I mix them with my the drinks that I come up with every morning when I'm having all of my supplements. And they normally are horrible.
To taste, right?
Ah, horrible. That's why you mix them with a bunch of other stuff in a smoothie. And they don't really affect you. But, boy, I'm telling you, this stuff, every week I feel more and more like what I have done over the years has served me well. And it was just an instinctive thing for me. But you look around, quality of the food that's around now, if you don't grow it yourself, and how many people can do that, is really lacking. And so if you do believe the adage that you are what you eat, and food affects your health, your behavior. I mean, even some days you feel impatient. Some days you feel generous. Some people are judgmental. And that all comes down to what you eat. Did you know that? With many people, it's all about the chemical that's in your body and that's in your brain.
Hmm.
And and all of these things react differently. But I'll tell you, more and more, I think there's nothing but intelligence to making yourself healthy, eating all the right foods. Now, let's see, a little gossip. Hillary Clinton.
Uh-oh.
Huge for 2016. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, Newt Gingrich was talking about this weekend. If she decides to run for the president, she would be virtually impossible to beat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hope she does because I think she'd be a good president. She'd be, what, 70 at that point?
Really? See, 70. In my mind, she's still younger. But that's because, think about how long we've known her politically.
Yeah. She also is up to be president of Yale University. And apparently is mulling over that. But I think regardless of what you think about what, you know, her politics may be, she's a hard worker and has done a lot of good things. So I think, you know, no matter what happens, she'll always be, as her husband, always be in our eye. Whether she's the apple of our eye or not, made to be seen. But she still has been a significant contributor to the 20th and 21st century.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Tune guitar? What the hell?
I like it. It's a little rocky.
Ah, terrible. Awful. Monday, the 10th of December, 1/3 through the last month of 2012. A month from now, we'll have been through the holidays. We're into weather here and there, and we're thinking about the new year. And let's keep our minds focused and growing on the idea it's going to be a better year next year than it was this year, okay? Can we do that? We'll all kind of hold hands and contact each other and the rest of the living and hope for good things in the next year. Meanwhile, technology, you can be sure it'll be a big year for technology. Look at all of the advances that are being made every day. And Shelley Palmer, who's our technology reporter, is here every day at this time so we can make something of all of this information. Shelley talks about the latest battle between internet search giants Google and Bing and how it affects what you're shopping for this holiday season in just a moment here on Good Day.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000 plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Google and Bing have never gotten along. The latest battle between the world's largest search engine and its closest competitor is about holiday shopping. Bing is warning online shoppers not to get scroogled this year. What does that mean? It seems that if you visit Google Shopping, which can be found at google.com/shopping, the listings you'll see are from companies that have paid for the placement. It's called pay to rank, and Bing says that Google is scroogling you by showing you products that pay to get your attention. This has nothing to do with regular Google searches. It's completely about the results you'll get by searching on Google's shopping site, which begs for the question, what happens when you search the same product products on Bing. Well, customers who shop on Bing may get binged because Bing uses a very similar pay-to-rank model, too. What to do? It's simple. Check prices everywhere before you decide to make a purchase. And follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
What's better than one unlimited gift from Sprint? Two. Buy one unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, S2, or Victory phone and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Hurry into your local Sprint store or visit Sprint.com for details today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees for lines. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot of our nation's public school teachers are seeing a growing epidemic, hungry students coming into their classroom. Kendra Johansson is here today to discuss a simple way all of you can help provide assistance to these children during the holiday season.
1 in 5 children in the U.S. are struggling with hunger. That's why for the 5th year in a row, Hickory Farms is partnering with the nonprofit organization Share Our Strength for its No Kid Hungry campaign. Share Our Strength's CEO, Billy Shore.
Research shows that a hungry child has a more difficult time concentrating in school, which results in poor academic performance. That's why we're working our hardest to end childhood hunger. This holiday season, for every Hickory Farms party planner gift box sold, $5 will be donated to the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Hickory Farms and its customers have donated over $1.9 million since 2008.
These contributions help connect kids in need with nutritious food that they need every day. You can also help by making an additional donation with any purchase at their stores or online at hickoryfarms.com.
For more, log on to hickoryfarms.com. That's Lifestyles from Hickory Farms.
Speaking of lifestyles, Jennifer, a little more gossip. Giselle Bundchen, is that how do we?
Bundchen.
Mm-hmm. And Brady have a new daughter.
They do.
They named her Vivian. You don't hear that name very often.
No, but I think it's a pretty name. Vivian is. Lake is what they chose to name her, which
Why?
I think is really I don't know.
Her middle name is Lake.
Vivian Lake. Yeah, Vivian Lake Brady.
Lake Brady.
Yeah. Right. He's got...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.